Okay, today is Daf He of Masechtas Tainus. We are on Daf He, actually, we're up to the Mishnah, on He and Aleph. And today's Daf is, we'll learn for Refuah Shleimah for Tzvi Dov Ben Charna. He should have Refuah Shleimah. Ad Masai Sholem Es HaGeshavim. We spent a lot of time yesterday on this Mishnah. Right? Until when do you mention rain? Until when? How long do you ask, I'm sorry, till when do you ask for rain? We didn't even say yet, we said yesterday when you start, right? Either Gimel Mar Cheshvin or Zayin Mar Cheshvin. When do you stop? When do you stop asking for rain? We know the answer is Pesach, first day Pesach. Ad Masai Sholem Es HaGeshavim. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, nobody in the Mishnah says that, Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Ad Sheyavor Pesach. Till Pesach is over. Rabbi Meir Omer, Ad Sheyesi Nisan, until Nisan is over. Shinemar, like it says, V'yored Lachem Geshem, More Umalkosh, Borishon. What's Borishon? Borishon means the month of Nisan. So the rain goes through the month of Nisan, you ask for rain through the month of Nisan. It's funny. We pass on neither of these opinions. Right? It's interesting, the Mishnah gives a reason for a Meir, but it doesn't give a reason for a Behuda. Rehuda said until the end of Pesach. What's the reason for that? Doesn't give a reason. So Tosfos Yontif says, well, it's like no different than Sukkot. Sukkot, we start mentioning rain, and the end of Sukkot is over. So do we stop asking when Pesach is over? Same thing. That's what he suggests. Amalei Rav Nachman, Lev Yitzchak. Yore b'nisan, so the Pasuk said that it was Yore umalkosh bin Rishon. What does Yore mean? What does Yore mean? Tomorrow's daf. Yore means, we say it every day in V'hayim Shemoa. V'nasati matar tzachem bito Yore umalkosh. What's Yore and Malkosh? What do those two words mean? The early rain and the late rain. Exactly, that's not a trick question. The early rain and the late rain. Right? The early rain and the late rain. So there's a pasuk here. This pasuk, I think, is in. Where's this pasuk? This pasuk was in Yoel. That's right. In Yoel, there was a nuvul about Yoel, and it made mention over there Mora, which is Yore, Umalkosh, Berishon in Nisan. So the Gemara says the rains, the early rains in Nisan. Right, Yore Mar Cheshvan, Yore Mal Cheshvan, Umalkosh Benisan. Yore is in Mal Cheshvan. The early rains are in Cheshvan. The late rains are in Nisan Taka. Right? So the truth is, as Tosfos points out, it's really a kash on the pasuk, not on Rabbi Yochanan. Right? What does the pasuk mean? Amalei hachi am Rabbi Yochanan. Bimei Yoel ben Pusiel miskaya mikrazeh. This pasuk, in other words, this pasuk is not talking about a general situation. It's talking about one time event in history. And when did it happen? During the times of Yonasan ben Pesuel. Who's Yoel? Who's Yoel ben Pesuel? So Rashi says that this is Yoel, the son of Shmuel Hanavi, whose name was Yoel, that the pasuk says that. And he's called Pesuel because he was Pitui Hashem b'tfila. He got to Hashem with his davening.
He was also in the...
Who?
Yoel.
So Yoel was a Rasha. His son was not a good person. I don't know about Russia. He was not a good person, right? That he didn't, his children did not, the pasuk says, Shmuel's children did not follow in his path. I don't know if they're Russia. I wouldn't say that. It just says, V'lo halchu b'nav b'drachav, they didn't follow in his path. V'yetu achre habetza, they went after bribery, things like that, money things. So that's not such a good thing. But he did tshuva, and he was a navi.
Why don't you say what my father is? He's one of the
treyaser. He is one of the treyaser. Right, so that's what the Yalkut Shimoni says, which is a medrash, that says that Yoel, this Yoel of Treyasar, was the son of Shmuel. It says to Ibn Ezra, the pshat's not like that, because he lived in contemporary with who? With Habakkuk and Nahum, who were other Treyasar, who did not live in the time of Shmuel, which was hundreds of years before. Not hundreds of years, even 200-300 years before, right? Shmuel lived before the Beis HaMikdash was built, times of David and Shaul, and this is much later, during the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, right? So it can't be really him, but whatever it is. Anyway, this is what happened. It was by his time, whoever he was. It says, Dechsiv Bey, it says over there by him, Yeser HaGezem, whatever the Gezem leave over, Gezem is a kind of locust. Yo Ochal HaArba, the Arba will eat. In other words, there was a famine, nothing to eat. There was a famine, for whatever reason, and there was nothing to eat. And Ose Shana Yotza Adar, the Adar left, V'yodor D'Gishamim, it still hadn't rained. The big drought, the whole winter, not one drop of rain. Yardolahem Revi'a Rishona Be'echad B'Nisan, it started to rain on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. For whatever reason, the Gzer was over, Rosh Chodesh Nisan started to rain. Amalahem Navi L'Yisrael, so the Navi said, Se'uv Ziru, go plant now, it's raining, go plant now. Amrullah, they told him, Mishi Yeshlo Kav Chitim O Kabayim Se'orim, we have a little bit of, in the closet, in the cupboard, we have a little bit of wheat left in the cupboard, so we're going to go plant that? Right? O Kabayim Se'orim, or two kav of barley, Yochlenu V'yichya, we should eat it and live? O Yizmenu V'yomos, we should plant it and die. We don't even have what to plant. Amalahem Afal Pikein Se'u V'zaru, go plant. Vasu lehem nate, and nate happened, v'nizgala lehem masha b'kasalim, u'masha b'chore nimolim. Somehow got revealed that the ant had been storing wheat, and there was enough for the ant to, yatu, v'zayro, there was enough. There was enough. The Medrash says that an ant, every ant lives set for about 6 months. The average lifespan of an ant is 6 months, and it eats 1.5 kernels of wheat in the period of its life. And it says that they found 300 core, which is not 300 kernels of wheat, 300 pounds of wheat that the ants had stored. And they only need 1.5 kernels to live their lifetime. That's how much they had stored, the ants, and it was enough to let everyone live. Yatsu Vizaru, they went out and planted. Sheni Vishlishi Vervi, on the second day of Nisan, third day, fourth day. Viyard Delahem Revia, Shnia Bachamisha Benisan. And on the fifth day of Nisan, the second rains came. That's what the pasuk means when it says that it rained Yorah Malkosh in Nisan. It was one time in history. Yorah normally is Cheshvan rain, not rained in Nisan. It was a one time event in history. Hikrivu Omer Beshisha Asar Benisan. And they brought the Omer on the 15th of Nisan, like they're supposed to. From what? From crops that grew 2 weeks before. Less than 2 weeks before. Nimtza comes out. Tvu Higdila B'shisha Chadashim. Normally it takes 6 months to grow, right? Gedela B'acharas Yom. It took 11 days. 16 minus 5 is 11. Nimtza Omer V'kar Hikra B'tvu Shashisha Chadashim. The Omer that's brought with really barley of six, that's 6 months old. It's planted right, I think it's right before Tishrei, right after Tishrei, right before Sukkot, right after Sukkot, planted then, and then it's harvested on Pesach, right? Kar b'tvua shall acharas hayom. It grew, it's 11-day-old tvua. Again, Rashi says, mishish mechamishos nisan ad tezayim. V'alosu adohu omer, that's what it said about them, hazorim b'dima, they planted in tears, berina yiktoru, and they will harvest in happiness, Mirina, with gladness. Holoch Yelech Uvocha, they kept on walking and crying. No se Meshech Hazora, they carry the, what's Meshech Hazora? I think it's the containers, right? My Holoch Yelech Uvocha, no se Meshech Hazora, what does that mean? Armor of Yehuda, Shor, Keshu Choresh, when the shore was plowing, Holech Uvocha, it was crying, it was so hungry. But on the return walk, when it planted the row, on the return walk already, Ochal Chazis Menatelem, it was already sprouted, so it had what to eat already on the way back, which is a big nes. V'zeh Bo Yav Barina, that's what it means. And the ox was walking in happiness, had what to eat on the way back. My Nosi Alumosav, what does it mean carrying the sheaves? Amar of Chizda of Amar of Masin Satana, Konazeres Shiboles Zerasim. They would plant one zeres and they would harvest two, like it was a double crop. Amalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, my dechsev. What does it mean when it says Kikara Hashem l'Rav v'gam bo l'aretz shev hashanim? That this is a klala, right? There'll be a famine for 7 years. B'hanach shev hashanim my ochos. What are they going to eat for 7 years? Something to eat. So Amalei Hachi Amar Rabbi Yochanan. I don't know what kind of mashal this is. What's the message? I don't know. But because it's not, you'll see. Shana Rishona, Ochlu Mashar Batam. First year we have what's left in the homes. Shnia, Ochlu Mashar Basadas. Second year we eat what's left in the fields. Bishlishis, Basar, Behema, Tahora. In the third year we'll eat the animals. Berevi is Basar, Behema, Tamea. In the fourth year we'll eat the non-kosher animals. We have nothing to eat. It's not Hori Vayavar, right? Bechamish is Basar, Shkatim, Verabasim. Then we'll resort to that, right? Non-kosher meat's better than that. That's even worse. I'll eat that. Bugs, whatever that means. Sheeshes, because it doesn't mean bugs. It can mean like mice or, you know, weasels, or, you know, these kinds of animals. Sheeshes, basar, b'nei, muvanoseim. In the sixth year, we eat their own children they're going to eat. And the b'shvi is basar, zaroseihem. They're going to eat their own flesh. L'kayim ha-shenemar, timekayim what it says, ish basar, zaro, yochelu. B'klala. Okay. V'amalei Rab Nachman l'Rab Yitzchak, my dechziv, what does it mean? Bikrovecha kadosh, in your holiness, in your dwelling, it's holy. Velo avo beir, but I'm not coming into the city. Hashem's talking. It doesn't make any sense. Mishum bikrovecha kadosh avo beir. What? Because it's holy, I'm not coming. There's all the more reason to come. If it's holiness, why is it Hashem coming? Amalei hachi amar b'yochanan. His Rabbi Yochanan said, Amar kadosh baruch hu. Lo avo be Yerushalayim Shalmaila. I am not going to enter Yerushalayim Shalmaila. Ad she'avo Yerushalayim Shalmata. Until this Yerushalayim Shalmata is ready to come in. You can be the biggest tzaddikim in the world. But if the Yerushalayim Shalmata is not rebuilt, I'm not coming in. Says the Ramban in the Sefer Muno Bitachon. There's a concept called, it's a concept in Nigle, but it's also a concept in Nistar. It's called Tzara Shechina. The Shechina is in pain. Whatever that means. The Shechina is in pain. Shechina says, I'm not coming into my city until your city is done. I'm in pain. You guys are in Galus. I'm also in Galus. So to speak. Right? Bnei Yisrael is in Galus. I'm also in Galus. So until it's restored down here, I'm not going up there. Yeah. Yeah, and the Aruch Chaim says even more than that. He says, even though Hashem has an upper world, He prefers our world. He prefers to be with our good people. He says, I can't, it's not restored, it's the Galus, I can't come in. Umi ikka Yerushalayim l'mayla. Is there such a thing as Yerushalayim shalmayla? Such a thing? Yes, there is. Yes, the Chassid it says. We all know this passage. Yerushalayim habenuya b'ir shechubra la yachtav. It means Yerushalayim built up a city shechubra la yachtav that's connected together. What does it mean the city connected together? What does that mean? Rashi says, listen to this Rashi. Yerushalayim shalamata, the Yerushalayim down here, she benuya ki'ir shechubra la. It's going to be built like a city that's connected. She hi kiyotzi ba chaverta v'dugma sa. What do you mean connected? To a similar city like it in chaverta, a similar city. Kidug Masa, just like it. Michlal, you see from here. De'ika Yerushalayim Achwiti. There's another Yerushalayim. Ve'heichon im lo lamayla. Where is it if not in the heavens? Where is it if not in the heavens? You hear? So therefore, it's in the heavens. So it's Yerushalayim Shalmayla. V'amalei Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, my dechsev, what does it mean when it says, U'ba'achas yivaru v'yikaslu mosar havalim A2. What does that passage mean? Achasi, it's one avira. The passage says achas yivaru. One going to be angry. It's going to make foolish the musar of fools. It's an eight. It's an eight. What does that mean? Here's what it says. Achasi, it's one avira. Shemivaeres rishayim begehenim. That's going to get the rishayim are really going to pay for that in Gehenim. That's a very, very bad avira. Mahi, what is it? Avodah Zarah. That's very bad. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here, Musar Havalim Eitu. Uksiv Hasam, Haval Hema Maase Tatuim. The Maasim of Tatuim means the wanderers, the people that don't keep the Torah. V'amalei Rav Nachman L'Rav Yitzchak, Mai Dechsev, what does it mean when it says, Kishtayim Roz Asa Imi? Right? Kishtayim, two evils Hashem did to me. Two evils. Tartein Hu, Dahave, it's two evils. Esrin da arba shavkuluhu. But 24 evils it's not. What does that mean? So Rashi says in the bottom, Bitmiya, Bitmi to question. Biparshas had his pashut chav dal averos cha'avru. There's a parak in Yecheskel over there where it mentions 24 averos. Sifter brings them down. The city is murderers. They made avodah zarah. They were metame Hashem's name. They had a lot of confusion. They killed each other. They pogim kibbutz of aim. All these terrible averos. 24 of them. I'm not talking about that. Just two averos I have. Then Rashi says, Lashon Acher Sha'avra Chavdal Tzvarim. They violated all the 24 books of Tanakh. What does it mean to violate, like Megillas Ruth? What are you violating exactly over there? But I don't know. But you know, something could violate. What does that mean? You're violating the 24 Tzvarim. Nothing to violate. Not all of them. They're not mitzvos. It's just, you know, how do you violate them? I guess you can violate them in some way. By not keeping the Torah, you're violating everything, right? It's a slap in the face to everything. I'm not busy with all 24, just two. But it's one, it's really one. Shehi shekula kishtayim. It's like two. It's one that's as bad as two. Umayniya, what is that? Avodah Zarah. It's Avodah Zarah. The Tziv, because it says, kishtayim rose asa'imi. Two evils Hashem did to me. Also, ozvu mikor mayim chayim, lachatzov lahem, be'eros, nishbar. I went from the mayim chayim to broken wells. It's one, that's two, right? So it's two averos. Number one, that you left Hashem. It's bad enough you leave Hashem and you just become, you know, a regular person. No, not that wasn't good enough. And then you also picked an avodah zarah to worship. Right? So it's one, that's really two. Others give other pshatim. The Rabbeinu Gershom says that whenever you have avodah zarah, many oftentimes, it's not just avodah zarah. Oftentimes, somebody comes up to shul three times a day, and he's a big tzaddik, and he keeps Shabbos, right? But over to avodah zarah. It doesn't really work that way. Many times, when you're over to avodah zarah, you also have other averos coming along. The number one avera that's going to come along with it is gil arayos. So that's what it means, too. Whenever you go worship avodah zarah, there's always strings attached. And those strings are never good. One, that's always two. That's what the Rabbeinu Geshem says. The Ra'ah says... No. What it means is, it's one, Avodah Zarah, that's just as bad as the other two of Gil Arayis and Shvichas Zarim, of the big three. One that's as bad as the other two, right? And the Me'iri, the Ein Yaakov says, now you know why Avodah Zarah is one which is really two? Because there are two dibros about it. There's Anochi and Lo Yilecha. It's two. It's one, but it's really two. You don't have any, there's no two a dibros about anything else. No two dibros about Shabbos. Although it's two mitzvahs, but it's one dibra, right? So avodah zarah is two dibras about avodah zarah. There's more than two, but two dibras about avodah zarah. One, which is really two, fine. Uksiv behu, and it says about that ki avru iye kitim. They passed by the islands of kitim, vro v'kedar. They passed by kedar, shalchu v'hisbonenu ma'od. What does that mean? So the Gemara says like this: Hahemir goy elokim. Hahemer goy elokim, vehema lo elokim, v'ami hahemer kvodo below yoel. What does that mean? That's all psukim. Tana, kutiim, these kutiim, ovdim laish, they worship fire. V'kadariim, and from kedar, ovdim mayim, they worship water. Afal pi shiodim shamayim chaven esaish. Even though everybody knows, but if you have a fire, you call the fire department, they come with water to put out the fire. So how can someone serve fire if water can put it out? How can someone do it? What kind of thing is that? How can you serve fire? How can you know that water is better than fire? Right? And then the Chorin point out, and in some ways, fire is better than water. So why would you worship one over the other? They're both not good. They both have chesronos. And yet, they worship it. They don't go off the derech, these people. They keep to their avodah zarah. They behave themselves. They worship it, even though they know it has chesronos. Lo himiru Eloheim. They don't forsake their gods, right? Ve'imi hamer kvodi v'lo yawel. And my nation forsakes me. Even the goyim don't forsake their religion. They stay with their religion, no matter how false it is, no matter how chesronos it has. They keep it. They stay. They're happy. And look at Bnei Israel. V'omer Rav Nachman Rav Yitzchak, my dechsev. What is it? The whole new topic now. What is it when it says, "Vayehi kasher zokein Shmuel"? when Shmuel got old. Umi siv Shmuel kulehai, was Shmuel so old? Vaha bar nun beis havi. He was only 52 years old. That's not old. The Amar Mar, meis benun beis shana ze, vzeo misas lo Shmuel haramasi. He died when he was 52, and that is the lifespan of Shmuel. Not an old man. 52 is not old. Even the Gemara's time wasn't old. So why does the Pasuk call him an old man? Okay? Now how do you know Shmuel was 52 years old when he died? How do we know that? How do we know that? What? How do we do the cheshbonim? So we're going to do the cheshbonim in this big tosis right here. Okay, ready? Ready for the cheshbon? We're going to do it inside. Ready? So if Ata, we're not going to do the whole thing because he has two ways of getting there. And the second way, I was not 100% sure what he's talking about. So we'll leave the second way out. He has two ways of getting to 52. Ready? The Ata, that parenthesis means Efaresh. I will explain. Chaye Shmuel, Nun Beis Shana. How it is that Shmuel lived 52 years. So we all know the story that Eli was the Kohen Gadol and Chana came to Davin. When in Eli's reign did Chana come to Davin? When? Because we know the Pasuk says that Eli ruled for 40 years. So when did Chana show up during Eli's reign? Sharei b'shana rishona, shahaya Eli memunah l'kohen gadol, in the first year, nolad Shmuel, Shmuel was born. Dechsev, it says, v'Eli Yoshev. It was the first day of Shmuel, of Eli's room, Chana showed up. On the first day, Shinemar, it says, v'Eli Yoshev klamar, osiyom, the sashiv, it's not that day he became the kohen gadol. That day, Chana showed up. So it's 40 years later. However, for 40 years, Eli was the Kohen Gadol. However, Shmuel wasn't born the day Chana showed up. He was born 9 months later. So, not 9 months. The Gemara, the Dorsa says he was born 6 months later. He was born early. He was premature. The Eli Hoya Kohen, Vishnavi Vishofit, Arboim Shana. Eli ruled for 40 years. Kid the Mefarish Bekra, Ushmuel Hoyanavi Vishofit, Yud Shanim. Kodem Malchus Shol. Kid Isa Beseder Olam. And Shmuel was a king for 10 years before Shaul came along. Shmuel was a Navi for 10 years before Shaul came along, before Shaul was king. So Nimtzeh comes out. So Shmuel ben Mem Tes Shana, Shmuel was 49 years old, Kishe Pasak HaMehelios Shofet. When he stopped being a Shofet, he was 49. 40 plus 10 minus the pregnancy. So it's 49 years. 49 and change. What three? Oh, how do we get the other three? Here we go. One second. So it's till Shaul was 49 years. V'chatzi shana shebashana rishona. And a half a year, shahaya eli navi nolad, that it was with the pregnancy. V'tartin shnin upalga, the Shaul, and 2.5 years Shaul ruled. He ruled for 2.5 years, right? Hamelach harei nun beis shnin. It's 52 years. Exactly. Lahachi kaparich umi siv, was he really 52?
No, you're missing the year that he was weaned.
No, that's part of the years of Eli. Eli ruled for 40 years. Eli was Navi and Kohen Gadol for 40 years. Chana showed up the day Eli was appointed. So the weaning is included. So it's 40 years minus a half a year of his pregnancy, because she wasn't born that day. So he was born 6 months later, plus 40 years, so it's 39 and a half years, plus 10 years of till Shaul came along, plus 2.5 more years is exactly 52. Then Tosva says, we could do a little bit. Usiv Umore Sheikhya, his Rebbe who should live, said, Chashiv Hani, like this. Arborim Shana de Eli, 40 years of Eli, Kodem Shinishba Aron, before the Aron was captured. When was the Aron captured? On the last day of Eli's life, right? They told Eli he was captured, he died. Arborim Shana de Eli, Kodem Shinishba Aron, Ubosiyom, Shinishba, mace. The day it was captured, they told Eli, he fell off his chair, he broke his neck, and he died. Dechsev, it says, Vahi, his kiro, Aron Alokim, Vipal Acharanis, he fell backwards, Vatishavar Mafrakli, he broke his neck, and he died. The Aron, Haya Bebet Avinadav, Begiva, how long was the Aron in Avinadav's house in Giva? Esrim Shana, 20 years. Dechsev, it says, Vayirbu Hayamim, Vahi Esrim Shana, for 20 years. So we have now, from the moment that Eli ruled, till the moment that Aaron returned with David HaMelech, was 60 years. Out of those 60 years, they're going to subtract the pregnancy, that Chana was pregnant with Shmuel, and the years that David HaMelech ruled, when Eliel ben Shmuel was not around for that, it comes out to 52 years. It's going to minus off in the back end 20 years that the Aaron was away, but...
That doesn't help you anything. What, that's the backward way of
looking. Yeah, I know. I know. And so it comes out to 52 years. He's left 52 years. Fine.
Isn't there somewhere that says that he served for 50 years, Shmuel?
And then in 2 years he was weaned. Right, but he's trying to get... But how do you know that from Pesukim? That's a tradition that we have with 50 years. How do we know that from Pesukim? Right? Okay. And the Chiv, it says, Nichamti kim lachti yashol. Hashem says, I regret that I made Shaul the king. I regret it. So, Amal lefan of Rebona Shalom. So Shmuel says to Hashem, now, by the way, why is this here? Because it's the same people that said it. The same Amorayim. Reb Nachman said the name of Reb Nachman. Said, Reb Yitzchak, Shmuel was an old man when he died. It's old man? 52 years? It's not an old man. No, here's the story behind it. What happened was, Hashem said, I regret that I made Shaul the king. And Shmuel said, what are you regretting it for? Shekolatani kimoshe v'aron. You compare me like Rosh and Aaron. To see if, like it says, Moshe v'aron v'chonav v'shmuel b'kare shemo. You treat me like Moshe and Aaron. Right? I'm not treat me. I'm equal to them. Ma Moshe v'aron. Lo bot l'maseh b'deim b'chayehem. Moshe and Aaron were zoche that they didn't see any reduction of their handiwork while they were alive. While they were alive, there was no downside to their lives. Afani, lo yizbat al ma'asei yadei b'chayei. Don't, Hashem, same thing for me. Don't make a downfall in my life. I don't want to see my handiwork, meaning Shaul HaMelech, who I appointed, I anointed, he should become dethroned. No, I don't want to do that. I don't want to see that. Don't do that to me, Hashem. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, hechayei, what am I going to do? Limos Shaul, tav Shaul die right now. Lo kashavak Shmuel. Shmuel's still alive. I said, I don't want to do it. Limos Shmuel, tav Shmuel die. You know what it is? Achot emiranei about it. Everyone's gonna rumor about him. Ah, look at this Shmuel. Not such a tzaddik. Not such a tzaddik. What kind of tzaddik dies at 50 years old? Like a young guy. What kind of tzaddik does that? What kind of tzaddik is he? Lo lemus Shaul, lo lemus Shmuel. Let them both live. I can't do that. Kvar higia malchus David. It's time for David to become the king. Ve'ein malchus nogas pechaverta afilu k'mal enima. No kingdom can encroach on the other kingdom, not even for one split second. So that's not gonna. That can't be. So I have an idea. Ekbod alav zikne. I'll make Shmuel look very old, right? And then people won't rumor about him. Hey, old man. Yeah, he lived a whole long life. Big tzaddik. No one knows how old he is. Hainu d'chziv v'shol yoshev begiva. Shol wasn't giva tachas eishal berama under the eishal and rama. Now v'chima inyan giva eishal. They're not near each other. These two towns. But the pasuk makes it sound like they're right next to each other. What gave Shaul the ability to be 2.5 years a king? His davening. So what did Hashem do? He made Shmuel look old. When Shmuel looked old, then Shmuel could die, and nobody will rumor about him. That's fine. And that's what happened. That's what it means that Shmuel was 52 years old and he was an old man. Now, that sounds like Hashem took the life of Shmuel prematurely, because Shaul wasn't ready to go. That's what it sounds like, right? Shmuel said, don't take my handiwork from me. Okay, I'll take you. Right? Umi matri gavra mekami gavra. Does Hashem do that? He takes one instead of the other? And yes, Hashem does that. The Amr of Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amr of Yonasan, Yochanan, my dechsiv, al kain, chatzavti b'neviim, Horgosem b'imrei pi, b'maseim lo nemar, wasn't because of their maisim, ela b'imrei pi, because of someone's speech. B'bnei Dover, Rashi says, b'bnei Dover shegozarti, keep going high, maisim de Shmuel. Alma, what do you see? Mitri gavra mikame gavra. Hashem could do that, it could happen. It could happen. Rav Nachman v'Rav Yitzchak have a yasvi b'sudasa. And the same people. Rav Nachman and Rav Yitzchak were sitting in a suda. Amale Rav Nachman v'Rav Yitzchak. Rav Nachman says to Rav Yitzchak, "No, lem mar milsa. Tell me over a vort. Amalei hachi am Rabbi Yochanan. Here's the vort. Ready for this vort? Ein masichin besuda. You're not supposed to talk when your mouth is full. Not supposed to talk when you're eating. Shema yikadmin kana leveshet. Maybe the food will go down the wrong pipe. V'yavol de sakana, and it'll be a sakana. Why wouldn't the Torah protect you from this sakana?" Come, let me hear a vart. I can't say Dvar Torah now. I'm eating. What do you mean? It's dangerous. Say Dvar Torah. It'll protect you. We'll get to that answer in a second. Basar decide, after they finished eating, Amale, he told him, Hachi Amar of Yochanan. Want to hear another word? Yaakov Avinu Lomes. Yaakov Avinu never died. So before we talk about that, what's going on here? So the Ein Yaakov says that shouldn't the Torah, what do I mean? I can't tell you Dvar Torah because it's a Sakana, but I'll tell you Dvar Torah. What's the Dvar Torah? That you can't tell Dvar Torah because it's a Sakana. What kind of thing is right? And then after the meal was over, Yaakov Avinu Lomes. So then Yaakov says, what you know, you can quote unquote talk and learning, and then you can say a halacha. So what he was saying was, we can't talk in learning. Because when you talk in learning, first of all, what are you talking about? I don't know. Maybe he's saying something that's not right. Maybe he's saying extra things, and there's Varm Batela mixed in. It's not always learning. That don't do when you're middle of a Suda. That's dangerous. When you're middle of a Suda, you can't do that. It's Torah? Yeah, but it's very watered down Torah. You don't know what kind of Torah that is. A halacha psuka, a straight halacha with no hak, and no, like what? Like, don't talk during learning. Don't talk when you're eating. It's a sakana. That's halacha psuka. That you could say. After the suda's over, by the way, I'll tell you another vort. Yaakov Avinu Lomes. What does that vort mean? To this day, we don't know what it means. That he couldn't say during the meal. That he had to be told after the meal was over when it's no longer a sakana. Okay? Fair enough? That's the best I can tell you. Now, what does it mean, Yaakov Avinu Lomes? The Tosafot says a very difficult answer. Tosafot says, it says, Kei Mashma. It might smash like that. Tichsiv, it says, Vayigva, that Avraham, that Yaakov, whatever, expired. The Lo Ksiv Vayom, it doesn't say he died. Never says he died. Kedim Mefarish Pesota Gesundheit, Gabi Maisa Dechushim, the Maisa of Chushim. What's that Maisa? Everyone knows that Maisa, right? They come to the Marisa Machpelah to bury Yaakov, and Esav shows up, and they start fighting over the Marisa Machpelah, who gets the spot, right? Well, with ours, I have a shtar. Where's the shtar? It's in Mitzrayim. And they send Naftali, he's a very fast runner, to go down to him to get the shtar. And they're busy there, hot, you know, they're busy in this whole heated exchange. And Chushin, the son of Don, he's hard of hearing. He can't see what's going on. He doesn't hear what's going on. He gets up and kills Esav. Right? And the disciple has the very same as Vartz. When you're asuk in an Inyan, you don't see the bigger picture. He didn't hear what's going on. He's outside the Inyan. What's going on here? The grandfather is sitting over here in the coffin. They're busy with fighting over the property right. What kind of thing is that? And he got up and took care of the whole story. Killed himself on the spot. So the Medrash continues. One of the brothers, maybe Chushan himself, I don't remember who. One of them went over to Yaakov, and Yaakov smiled. So what do you see? Lomes? Because he smiled. That's what Tosis means by saying that. That's what he means by saying that. What? So, even though Yaakov Avinu himself said, Hine Anochi Meis, and behold, I'm going to die. So the Ramban says, but Yaakov didn't know what he was talking about. He didn't know he's not going to die. He didn't know that. So therefore, there wasn't a lie when he said that. He didn't know he's going to live forever. So there are basically two approaches. What does it mean that Yaakov Avinu lo meis? One approach is that Yaakov Avinu reached Shlemus. He reached Shlemus. We die because we don't have Shlemus. So our body and our neshama can't stay together. But Yaakov Avinu reached Shlemus, which is a very high madrega. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, we say the same thing about him. He used to come every Friday night and make kiddush. What does that mean? He didn't die? Nah. He died on a physical level, but on a higher level, he reached his Shlemus. So that's not considered Misa. And these great, great, great people reached that level. That's one pshat. Another pshat is, Yom Yaakov Avinu Lomeis means his children, his Mesorah never died. All his mitzvah was shalem. He had 12 tzaddikim, and that never died. That's never going to die. Doesn't mean Yaakov Avinu himself. It means in a family, in a global way, in Klai Yisrael Dik away, Yaakov Avinu Lomeis. Unlike Avraham and Yitzchak, who had Yishmael and Esav. So that is meis, right? That wasn't a shalem in terms of Klai Yisrael. Yaakov was okay. Oh, now even both of these pratim don't make sense with the next lines of the Gemara. Amale, what do you mean? V'chi, b'chdu, they cried for him. Saftu, they gave his spadim. Sevdaina, right? V'chantu, chantaya, they embalmed him. The kavru kivrayim, and they buried him. What do you mean, Yaakov in the lomais? Right? Amale, mikra ani dorish. What do you want from me? I'm darshaning a pasuk that says Yaakov Avinu lo meis. What pasuk says that? What pasuk is this? It's pasuk in Yirmiyah. Va'ata al tira avdi Yaakov no mashem. Don't be afraid. Va'al toches Yisrael. Kinani Moshiacha me'rachok. I'm going to save you from faraway places. Ve'zaracha and your children me'aretz shavim from captured places. Makish hu l'zaro. What do you mean? I'm going to save you and your children? He's already dead, right? Ma zaro chayim afu b'chayim. Obviously, he's not dead. So we never answered the question. The question was, but he was. They had spayed him, and they cried, and they embalmed him, and they buried him. And the answer is, what do you want from me? The pasuk says he's alive. So the answers of Yaakov and Lomais, we gave these two beautiful answers, right? They don't fit with the next lines of the Gemara. So it's a mysterious Gemara, and I always say it means Yaakov and Lomais means that Kleisfeld never going to die, right? It's his offspring that kept Kleisfeld. What about the following pasuk? Maybe that means in a physical way, Yaakov did die, right? In a physical way. In a spiritual way, he didn't. Fine. Amr of Yitzchak, same word over here. Same people. Kal ha'omer Rachav, Rachav, miyad minikri. If anybody says the name Rachav twice, Rachav, 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 that was the woman that took in Yoshua, she was Zona, and Yoshua and Kalev, the spies, not Yoshua and Kalev, Pinchas and Kalev. If anyone says her name, they're gonna have an omission. Amalei Rav Nachman, I said it, her name, it didn't happen to me. Didn't do anything to me. No, ki kamina, I only said that. Bira yidua, if you knew her. What know her means? It means biblical knowing her or just knowing who she was. Uba makira, and you mentioned, and you saw her. So how beautiful she was. Then if you mention her name, it'll cause that. If you don't ever saw her, they're not going to do anything to you. Kev mifti ma'adadi, when they left each other, amalei birchan ma, so give me a bracha. So Amalei Emshalcha Mashal Ma'adav Dama. I should give you a bracha. Here's a bracha I'll give you. Listen to this bracha. Ladam Shayu Haleich Bamidbar. Guy's walking in the desert. Vayirah if he's hungry. Vayirah if he's tired. If he's thirsty. The Umatza Ilan, he finds a tree. Shepiros of Mesukin. The fruit's amazing. Vitzilo Nob, great shade. Avas Hamayim Verse Tachtav. There's a stream of water running through the tree. Achal Mepiros of, he eats the fruit. Vishasam Mimev, he drinks the water. Vyashar Vitzilo, he stays in the shade. Ukishabigish Lelech. When he wants to leave, Amri says like this, Elon, Elon, b'ma avarecha, how can I bless you? What am I going to say about you? Im Amr l'chash, yipeiros chamasukin, if I say you should have sweet fruits, yipeiros chamasukin, it's already sweet. If I say you should have good shade, harit silchano, you have good shade. Shetei emas mayim avarech l'tachtav, the water should be over here, harei amas mayim avarech tachtav, the water's over here. Eli hi ratzon, I daven, shekol matios, shenatuin mimcha, all the other trees should be like you. All the other trees should be as amazing as you. Af ata, b'mat avarecha, how am I blessing you? In b'torah, hare Torah, you already have Torah. In b'osha, hare osha, you're rich also, you have everything. In b'van, hare banim, you have children too. Ela yehi ratzon, shiye tzeteh me'echa kimoscha. Your children should be just like you, just as awesome as you. What better bracha than that? All right, so it's a good time to stop on the bracha. We'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.